picking up exactly where we left off last week. This is A440. My name is Bethany, and that was George Rochberg. And not your typical ensemble. This one for amplified flute, clarinet, cello, piano, and electric piano, amplification, and electric instruments in a piece called Electrokaleidoscope. And I only got through half of it last week, so I thought, indeed, we will start right there. And prior to that, getting us tuned up for the show was Henry Flint, a piece that I absolutely love called Ascent to the Sun. And we got a few minutes of that. It's a 40-minute piece, and it would be great if you want to check that out and listen to it in its entirety. It'll get you in a trance, and that can be a good thing. I took a look, and this is for this season of A440, and my programs on WFMU go back to 2001. But this is week 26 of what I call Opus 5, the fifth season of A440, which is the classical branch of the bigger program, Stochastic Hit Parade, which started us out at WFMU. And so I thought, oh my gosh, that's a half year ago. It actually seems more like several years ago in the way we're all experiencing things right now, or at least I am. And so I wanted to say thank you for being there and creating some continuity over that time. I know we have a lot of regular listeners, and I'm always happy to hear from you if you are on our playlist and comments page. Let me know how you're doing. What's it like where you are right now? And kind of all in this. So it's great that you're there. And perhaps this is your first time hearing the show. Buckle up. We're going to go through some great territory this week. And I'm going to talk more about staying in touch through the post, which is just an incredible thing. So I call it analog text messaging. We'll hear more about that as we go through the show. But for now, let's move forth, and we'll have music from Shostakovich. This will be one of three concertos for piano that we hear on tonight's show. This one is the... Sometimes it's called the double concerto or just concerto number one for piano, but also a very leading role is the solo trumpet, backed by string orchestra. It was written in 1933. It's quite a lot of fun. So we're going to start this set off with that. And thanks for joining. Again, this is WFMU. My name is Bethany. A440. Starting up. all about that snapping pizzicato. Yeah, so sometimes that's called a Bartok pizzicato. Bartok used it a lot in his fourth string quartet. But before Bartok, Mahler actually had indicated that he wanted the string snapped so hard it hits the wood of the fretboard. And that sound showed up a lot, and I loved it. And not just that, but the entire piece. I'm so thrilled with this new work by John Adams, which was in the center of that set. Let's see, let's go from top to bottom so we don't get in communicating to you, listener, can follow along. We started with the Shostakovich Concerto for piano, trumpet, and strings, Opus 35, written 1933. And I heard this continuity somehow between a piece written in 1935 and one written in 2018, just of that kind of pulsing, moving figure in the piano. And so led the Shostakovich straight to this new composition of John Adams. And while it is a concerto for piano and orchestra, that's the part that's in parentheses. And the title is Must the Devil Have All the Good Tunes? The first section is indicated gritty, funky, but in strict tempo, twitchy, bot-like. Which I assume is different somehow than robotic, but bot-like. So twitchy and bot-like is become the title for this week's program. And that was commissioned by the LA Philharmonic and performed by Yuja Wong. Gustavo Dudamel conducting that performance. New issue out on Deutsche Grammophon. And the same pizzicato sound in the strings, I was just absolutely reminded of, I can see the scene in my head from There Will Be Blood, music of Johnny Greenwood, and a piece called Popcorn Superhet Receiver. And I just learned, I had always assumed it was part of the original score for There Will Be Blood, but it was actually a piece that Johnny Greenwood wrote in 2005 as a commission for BBC Radio 3, and it was published. I read from the publisher kind of about that and some words in Johnny Greenwood's writing about how that piece came to be, which was actually quite cool, a good story. I'll post the link on the playlist comment, but just about there being only four cassettes in the family car growing up, and so he would start actually to tune into the radio and the car engine, and he heard things in that perspective, which I thought was great. The pizzicato then. Okay, that got me that got me curious more about that technique. And I came across music of Sofia Gobadalina. And from 1974, she wrote 10 preludes for solo cello. And those all work compositionally with a extended technique for cello. And some of them are just styles of bowing that are a little more colorful in the sound, but it's very mechanical in the way that it's done. Amazing stuff, and I can only imagine what it's like to see this be performed, because a lot of it is intricate. Sound from slapping with the hand and the digits, or using the wood part of the bow, all kinds of stuff. But all I know for sure is that it leaves quite a lot of good listening. So we're going to hear four of those preludes in this next set. And yes, about analog text messaging, I'll be very brief, and I'll say more about that when we come back after this next set of music. But if you'd like to get a postcard in the mail, real stamps, handwritten stuff, just send me an email. Let me know where to send it, and that will come straight to you. I'm not connected to any database. I'm going to handwrite it, do a one-off thing there if you'd like that. send an email to me. And my name is Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, at WFMU.org. On the playlist and everywhere, you can find through FMU site how to contact DJ by hitting a button. So if you miss that, you'll find it. Your message will get to me. I'd love to send you something. And we're going to go ahead and hear this amazing preludes for solo cello. I'll give you four of them. Out of order, of course. No better way. Doing for the record keeping. In this order, 7, 4, 5, and 10. Again, they're from 1974, written by Sofia Gubadalina. Thank you. cello has seemed to be a running theme, current centerpiece for a lot of the shows on A440 recently. What a versatile instrument when you can dig in deep, as composer Sofia Gubadalina did. There's great information about this, where she took on this task of submitting some etudes of study. She called them preludes. Where it is generally assumed that this piece is there for the welfare and technical development of the composer. Sorry, of the performer. But she really took it as a composition challenge, too, and had this to say, which I really like. She said, "These four strings mean a great deal to me. I feel the personalities of four individuals." I liked that a lot. And as I was going through, I realized we got number 7 in there, which was the technique of going from the frog of the bow nearest the hand way to the tip. And then the ricochet, which is a technique of controlling the number of bounces that if you kind of, actually it's called if you throw the bow onto the string or jeté, then you just control how many times it bounces, and there's a rhythmic sense to that. And missing was number 5 with the technique of sul ponticello. And I went from, oh no, to thinking, oh good, we'll bring that into the next show and I can connect it to some other pieces that have that technique and we're going to have a lot of fun with that. We did get number 10, which is marked without bowing and without pizzicato. And so she was having the performer actually use the fingers and the hand to slap right onto the strings. With a lot of these pieces that I play in the show, I just wait to hope to see in person. Soon, it will happen. You know, I was just thinking, a number of times you'll hear me say, we'll have to get back to that. And there's always a lot of that. Time seems to just keep marching on in a straight line, and my mind doesn't always work in that configuration. So, actually, the next set, we're getting back to a few composers that I was interested in from past shows and hearing a little more of that. Yes, but about the analog text messaging, I don't know how it is going in your place of staying healthy and safe. But around here, we've been keeping things increasingly tactile with home delivery of the New York Times and playing backgammon, reading books, and even pecking away at the piano every now and then. So I'm happy to pick up a postcard, put your address on it, and mail that out to you. Slap a few stamps on it, and just let me know where you would like that. Send an email to me. It's Bethany, BETHANY, at WFMU.org. And I will call it the postcard relay team at WFMU. Joe Magasco and Scott Williams have made efforts to ensure that those that come into the station find their way to me. So we've got that relay going, and if you would like to send something in, I would love to hear from you that way. Not required, but should you have that kind of interest and something to, like I said, pass on from place to place, you can send that to WFMU. And my name is Bethany. This is A440. WFMU is Post Office Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. Got that posted on the playlist and comments page as well. But P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. You can just put A440, Bethany, it will find its way to me. Thank you to everyone, the skeleton crew at WFMU for all you are doing so we can keep FMU going and safe and be broadcasting from all of our different places. It's just quite amazing that we get to stay in this kind of continuity with you. So again, glad we're here. Picking up from before, Litoslavski. We started out last week's program with that, and then that was a very interesting take on variations of Paganini, and this is completely original work from 1983. We're going to hear the first part of Litoslavski's Symphony No. 3, and follow that with Thomas Adès and Buslav Martinu, who week after week I say we'll get some more in, and piece by piece we're doing that. So, all right, onwards we go. This is A440 WFMU. Thank you. always leave them wanting more or less. Martinu leaves us hanging on that last chord. Leaves me wanting more. Well, it's the quintet number one for piano, two violins, viola, and cello, written in 1933, and I suppose all things do point to, if you wanted more, you can find quintet number two. It's true. Before that, Thomas Adès, and there are two parts of the larger piece in 7 days that are marked fugue. And that was the first of those two fugues, called Creatures of the Sea and Sky, which was in fact written for piano and orchestra, so it's what I said would be our third configuration for those instruments. And the beauty of Symphony No. 3 of Lutoslawski came before that. And that was written in 1983. And we'll probably chain link this, and next week catch up with the missing prelude from the 10 Preludes for Solo Cello of Gubadalina. And I'm guessing we'll have some Martinu as well. But until then, I hope you have a great week. This is A440 coming to you on Tuesday evenings from 8 to 9 p.m. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in Rockland County and New York City, and online for you 24/7, WFMU.org.